Bill's Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
In a much-anticipated season opener against division rival New York, the Bills beat themselves with four turnovers that translated into 24 points for the Jets in a humbling 48-28 loss to New York. For the Bills, it was the second most points they've surrendered in team history in an opener.
We made too many mistakes to win a game like that. You can't make mistakes and win games like that. And then I told them to not feel sorry for themselves and not to mope around. I was not going to tolerate that, and I wasn't going to allow that. We're going to be where we need to be. I fully believe it.
I can't turn the ball over three times and have us expect to dig ourselves out, and that's what happened today. It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing, and unfortunately, it happened in the first game.
That's a combination of everything, you know. Turnovers, mental errors on offense and stuff like that. So we played from behind and we just dug ourselves into a hole too much we couldn't dig out of.
Buffalo's defense wasn't much better in this game than the offense as they allowed the Jets to convert eight of their first 10 third downs with New York not punting until the fourth quarter. And the Bills special teams gave up a punt return for a touchdown. Buffalo also got bit hard by the injury bug, losing both Fred Jackson and David Nelson to knee injuries. Chan Gailey saying Nelson's injury is worse than Jackson's, and their improved pass rush in this game was sorely lacking.
To summarize it, they were running too wide open, and we didn't get enough pressure on the passer. That's the biggest sum. We stopped the run pretty good until they ran it some late, but we stopped the run for the most part. We just got people running too wide open right now, and we're not getting enough pressure on the passer, and that's something we're going to address. Dave and I have already had a conversation about how are we going to address that. We got to change that. So we understand where we are. We don't like it. It's ugly, and that's my responsibility.
Whenever you're down 21-0 or give up 21 points at the flip of a switch, we got to make turnovers to get back because you can't bounce back from that. I don't care who you are and what's going on. The whole game plan changes at that point in time. When you're playing catch-up, you need all your weapons, all your cylinders firing together. And in order to do that, we got to capitalize on turnovers. We got to get fumbles, interceptions for touchdowns, special teams. We all got to pull together to pick up that slack.
I want everybody to feel like crap for the next 24 hours and then turn this thing around because we got, 15 games left. And I've started 0-3 before in this league and ended up in the playoffs in the second round. So, we can dwell on it, but we got to move on and do the best we can coming up.
Buffalo did show some life late with three late touchdown drives, but it wasn't enough to put the Jets' result in jeopardy. The Bills now try to regroup as they host Kansas City in Week 2 next Sunday at Ralph Wilson Stadium. At MetLife Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.